Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A very good opinion came out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals covers California and Oregon, Washington, up to Alaska. Remember, there's the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a federal and state system. I'm not talking about state Supreme Courts. This is federal. U.S. Supreme Court's the big kahuna. That's over everything. Even state Supreme Court decisions can be petitioned for review, petitioned for writ of certiorari to go to them. But underneath, there are about 11 circuit courts of appeals. They're numbered. When I got out of law school, I clerked for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago for Tom Fairchild, chief judge, a wonderful judge. The Ninth Circuit is a huge geographic area. If you go from Alaska down to Southern California, they came out with a decision 7-4, which means it was on bank, which means that they all got together and decided it. And they decided that a state or a municipality can forbid people, can restrict people from open carry, open gun carry. That's a monumental decision. And it can also be read to say that a state or a municipality can restrict people from concealed carry if it's in public. Now, what's the background of this? Well, some municipality had passed a law saying that people couldn't open carry their guns. You know, we don't have a lot of it in Wisconsin, but in Wisconsin, you can open carry. And, you know, you've had people up in the Fox Valley, they had a guy that walked around with a brandishing a gun. If he brandishes and points it at you, you can arrest him. But if he just has it, it basically startles everybody in the room, shuts everything down. It's unnecessary. And he's doing it because he's emotionally disturbed or he wants attention. Well, the court in that case was 7-4. Four of the judges said a state can't do it. Municipality can't do it. Seven of them said they could. So the majority wins. It's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I predict it's very possible the Supreme Court is getting tired of gun cases and tired of yahoos running around with guns who are killing people. And they may refuse to take it and let it stand. That could happen. Anyway, the background was at one time, the only two states left in the country that didn't permit even concealed carry were Wisconsin and Illinois. Wisconsin, finally, the legislature passed it. When the Republicans came in, and there was only Illinois left. Illinois prohibited concealed carry, open or concealed carry. And the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, it kills me about these guys because there were some very bad opinions that have come out of the Seventh Circuit, even though I clerked on it. I was only a humble law clerk, but. And they said that was unconstitutional, that Illinois had to let open concealed carry. So they meekly went along with it. Illinois did instead of testing it in the U.S. Supreme Court. And so now you have concealed carry everywhere. Well, the Ninth Circuit, the judges out there, they studied American and English history on the subject going back 700 years to the 14th century, 1300s. And there weren't really guns in the 1300s. I mean, the Chinese had invented gunpowder before then. And, you know, some primitive muskets were almost around the corner, but not quite. But back then, your ability to even carry a sword or a spear or a bow and arrow into something, there were restrictions on it. And so the Ninth Circuit concluded that a municipality or a state can restrict open carry. And the way they implied it in the decision was open carry means in public, so it could involve concealed carry. We'll see what happens with that case. My prediction is it's very possible the U.S. Supreme Court won't take it. They'll leave that decision to stand. They sometimes do that to see how it develops. And if other circuits go along with it, if the Second Circuit goes along with it, the Fifth Circuit goes along with it, Second Circuit's in New York, Fifth is in New Orleans, First is in Boston. You know, if they go along with it, they may say, okay, the nation has spoken. On the other hand, if there's a conflict, the Second Circuit says no, state can't restrict it, or one of the other circuits, then what's going to happen? Then the Supreme Court will take it. So stand by. I think it's a very, very good opening round. In Wisconsin, there is no reason to have open carry. Yahoos do not have to walk around, you know, swaggering around with a pistol showing to scare people and cause discomfiture. They should not have to do that. They should not be able to do that. But they are doing it. Some of them are doing it. And this Ninth Circuit case is going to go a long way, I think, to clarifying that issue. I want to talk now about a really shameful thing, John Cornyn. And we have somebody on the line. Luke, we have somebody on the line. John Cornyn of Texas is holding up the nomination of Vinita Gupta as number three in the Department of Justice. Here is the background on it, and here is the very, very sad reason for it. First of all, we're going to go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Oh, real quick, when you bring up this open carry, 2 years ago this spring, we were doing the Madison, the State Street car show. So, you know, Sue and I park the car, get out, we're talking to different people, and here comes this Yahoo about an hour after the show started, you know, wearing a pistol. Openly wearing it. I know he's got his right to do it, but just exactly what you said. You know, you're talking about people down there for a car show, for crying out loud, and then the farmer's market was going on the square that Saturday, of course. Now, what other reason than to make people uneasy or just to be, you know, a jerk would you do something like that? I don't understand it, man.
Yeah, you're right, and it just absolutely picks up what we're talking about. People have a right to bear arms, and I think people have a right to own guns, and I like that. But they don't have the right to disrupt society, and to have a guy walking around with a pistol on his hip, basically kind of enjoying scaring people, enjoying making them feel uncomfortable. You know, you'll occasionally see a motorcycle hoodlum in a public place, and he'll have a T-shirt that says F you. He has the whole thing printed out. And he'll sit there and there's, you know, women and children and moms, and it makes everybody uncomfortable. He claims he has a First Amendment right to do that. I don't think he does have a First Amendment right to do that. And if I were the owner of the store, I'd say, get out of here. And if he didn't go, I'd call the cops. And a guy, if he's walking around open carry, I'd say, I don't permit that in here. Get out or I'll call the cops. But sometimes they'll do it out in a public area. And the police are very reluctant to make arrests. But if he pulls it out of the holster and points it at you, he can be arrested. But just having it there is a statement by an emotionally disturbed individual looking for attention. And we shouldn't have to put up with that at a car show, at a farmer's market, or anywhere. So thank you for the call, Dick. You're dead on. It's exactly right. Okay, getting back to John Cornyn of Texas. Vinita Gupta, whom he is trying to X out, was the head of enforcement for civil rights in the Obama administration. In 1999, there was a police officer in Tulia, Texas, who in a small town of Tulia, Texas, arrested about 10% of the black population, about 40 people. And he said that they had all tried to sell him cocaine, and there was no other evidence. Literally, no other evidence, nothing in a search. There were housewives. There were people working. They all went to trial, and one got 300 years. One got 80 years. One got 20 years, and they went to prison. 4 years later, Vinita Gupta, who was a lawyer with the ACLU, thought, you know, that's a little strange. She looked into it, and it turned out the guy was lying. He was sort of a disturbed individual. She got him prosecuted for perjury, and everybody was let out of jail. All because of this one very smart woman lawyer who took a good look at it. John Cornyn at the time was Attorney General of Texas. He gave this guy an award as a law enforcer of the year. And he's grinning at him and all this. Guy is in prison for perjury. sending people to jail, one of them for 300 years. Okay, fast forward. She, in the Obama administration, is head of enforcement of civil rights. Now she's up for the number three spot in the Justice Department under Merrick Garland. One of the sad things is that Biden has about 1,500 appointments in different agencies that require Senate confirmation. In the Senate, the Republicans are slowballing every one of them to make it almost impossible for Biden to govern. So, for instance, yeah, well, they'll put through Merrick Garland, but they won't put through most of his subordinates. And as a result, a U.S. attorney selected by Bob Barr, Crooked Bob Barr, is the U.S. attorney in Washington, and it may, some people think, is screwing up the prosecutions of the insurrectionists. I don't care who you are as attorney general, you can't possibly do the work of 20 or 30 subordinates in prominent positions whom you need to effectuate your policy. Cornyn put a hold on Vinita Gupta because she made him look bad. She freed people that were wrongly put in prison when he gave an award to the perjurer who put him in prison. Now he's demanding a second hearing, saying he thinks she lied in her first, you know, she lied. You look at it, she didn't say anything he says is a lie. She didn't answer some interrogatory questions that were clearly abusive, and she shouldn't have to. Finally, Dick Durbin, the chairman of the committee from Illinois, Democrats, said there's no second hearing, we're going to put her through. But they are slowballing this. They're slowballing about 1,500 of these to make it hard or impossible for Biden to govern. That's what they're doing. Cornyn's doing it out of revenge to Vinita Gupta. And the rest of them, they say, oh, well, we have to study it. We have to study it. The projection is Biden won't have his administration until September or October. And the Justice Department, every department, depends on the chief subordinates to the cabinet officer. I think, listen, Schumer, for God's sake, just suspend all the rules. You have the majority. You're dealing with essentially a vandal opposition and pretend they're not there. This is not a normal Senate. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.